GOP Rep. Carl on January 6, I want to know what Pelosi knew, when and how she knew it and why she didn't prepare. By Jeff Poore on June 7, 2022. Representative Jerry Carl, RL, has no intention of watching this week's primetime House January 6 committee hearings. According to Carl, there was no reason to watch them. And he said the question he would have as far as the committee was concerned was about House Speaker Nancy Pelosi, DCA. The Alabama Republican lawmaker chalked the event up to Democrats overplaying the January 6 Capitol riot with the hope of using it for political advantage. I'm going to carry my life on, he said. I am not going to pay any attention to the January 6 hearings on TV or wherever they're at. That scenario has just got to play out. I renamed DC last night. I was talking to a staff member, and I call this place now the drama capital. Everything is so dramatized. This January 6th stuff. I mean, the questions I want to ask, want answered, they haven't even asked, and they won't ask. I want to know what Nancy Pelosi knew, when she knew it, how she knew it and why she didn't prepare for it. We need these bad characters that destroyed and tore our capital up, we do need to deal with him, Carl continued. But the amount of money we're spending and time on this committee is obnoxious. It is obnoxious. I'm sorry, but I find no entertainment in it. That's what they're trying to turn it into. It's one of the few things Democrats think is going to give them victory in November. So they're putting all their efforts they possibly can into it. And I think it is just going to blow up on them because what I think is there. From what I understand, there is nothing truly there. They'll make it out to be a whole lot more, just like the Russia story, everything else that they do. They'll blow it up and try to make us all fearful of our shadows over it. But in reality, I just don't see it. And I'm certainly not going to spend my time watching it. I've got a whole lot more issues up here to deal with. Follow Jeff Poore on Twitter at Jeff_Poore.